She's a Nebraskan, a wife, a mom of six, and one of our favorite guests. This morning, we are so pleased to welcome Marilee Bradley back to the Morning Conversation. Marilee, it is so good to have you back.
Yes, I'm excited. It's been too long.
Yeah, it has been too long. So, Marilee, we're always curious, like, what's on the heart of Marilee? You are one of our favorite moms that we get to know and love and talk to periodically. You relate to a lot of our listeners. This morning, as we ask you about that and said, hey, Marilee, what's on your heart? You talked about the real burden that you have for moms to really take seriously the need that they have for self-care. So why? What are you seeing around you that made you think, man, the topic of self-care is something that you really want to take a look at?
I don't know if you remember this, Stan, but like a year ago, you called me at 7 a.m. unannounced during spring break.
Yes.
I was totally fast asleep, like 100% asleep. And I picked up the phone live on air and you asked me like one piece of wisdom for moms.
And
what came out of my mouth was, it was some bumbling thing about self-care, which I thought, if that isn't an indication of what is like deep in my brain and my heart at all times, it's the thing that comes out of your mouth at 7 a.m. when you realize you're live on air. This has been on my heart for a couple of years now, really from my own experience of looking at self-care from a really depleted place, just being exhausted as a mom, as a wife, even as a believer, just feeling like I was not my best. And then seeing information about self-care, moms should be taking care of themselves, and thinking, that's for wimps. I'm doing fine. Which was such a contradiction. I was not doing fine. Then realizing I'm not okay. And many of my mom friends are not okay. I'm trying to think of the last time I got together with a group of moms and we said, you know, how are you doing? And it was, I'm doing great. You know, like I slept well last night and I ate a full meal. Like it's just, we don't take care of ourselves, which does not make us the moms that we want to be for our kids. And then we beat ourselves up about not being the right kind of mom. So it just feels like a cycle we have to step out of at some point just to be free and to be the kind of moms we want to be. So that required me getting honest with myself about how I was not even meeting my own basic needs as a human being for sleep and food and water. I wasn't even doing that well, and realizing I wasn't the only one.
Marilee, just a few moments ago, we were just began our conversation this morning talking about self-care for moms. And you talked about the place that you had to get where you're willing to admit to yourself that it was an issue for you. It seems like that's kind of the place that moms are going to have to start. They're going to have to start at that place of going, I got to be honest with myself. I'm not okay. And it's not okay.
Yes. And that's a hard thing to do because I think we can always look at another mom who's struggling more than we are, or who has it harder than we do in some way, that they have more demands on them, or why is this so hard for me with one kid when that lady has four and she's fine? Well, that starts with some of us who have six kids saying, yeah, we're not fine. That's the reality of it. And giving moms permission to really look at their lives and say, how am I doing? Am I taking care of myself? And am I being the best mom I can be when I'm running at such a frantic pace all the time?
Marilee, when I think about moms, I think about just the brand that moms wear. It would definitely be one of selflessness, that moms just are always there. They are very selfless. They don't think of themselves first. They think of themselves often last. So I can imagine that the thought of really prioritizing self-care can feel selfish to maybe some moms. So what's the difference between self-care and selfishness?
I think for some of us, we look at this and we think, it seems so selfish for me to be meeting my own needs, and that makes me not a good mom. But I think it takes a reorienting of perspective, that if I'm going in for surgery, do I want to have the surgeon that's been on call for 48 hours straight? Or do I want to have the surgeon that like just had a good nap and some breakfast? I want somebody who is rested, who is fulfilled, who's coming in ready. But somehow as a mom, I feel like that makes me a bad mom if I'm rested, if I'm taking care of myself. But we don't put that standard on anybody else. So it just doesn't make sense that we do that to ourselves. But I think we have to stop and say, is my lack of self-care a self-centeredness? That I am the center of the world. I can do everything. This family only exists because I am keeping it all in place, and I can't possibly step out for a minute or it'll all fall apart. That is the actual selfish root that I think damages our family, when we come to believe those things that are untrue about our importance, and then we don't get our needs met and we do get snappy. We do get selfish, because then we start to resent our kids and resent our family because we aren't taking care of ourselves.
Yes, I'm hearing three different self directions you could go. You could go towards self-care or selfishness or self centeredness.
The hard thing is that the same act could be self-care or it could be selfishness. It requires so much wisdom and discretion for each mom to decide, is today the day I need to go spend 2 hours shopping for new jeans for myself because I haven't done that in 2 years? I can do that with a heart of self-care where I'm being kind to myself and I'm feeling refreshed, or I can do it with a heart of selfishness where I resent my kids, where I resent that I have to get a babysitter to go do this. It's so much about our attitude, which is, I think, what makes it hard for those of us that are more black and white thinkers. It's easier for us to just do the things that from the outside make us look like a good mom without having to analyze what's really going on in my heart here, and am I coming to a place of bitterness because I'm not getting my needs met?
Marilee, as we're talking about self-care for moms this morning and, you know, talking about the difference between selfishness and self-care, they're not the same, but yet there is some kind of a link between the two and one affects the other. Talk about that.
I think that when we're not doing appropriate self-care, it pushes us into this place of depletion where we end up being more selfish. In trying to look like the good mom and the martyr, we end up being unkind to our kids, unkind to ourselves, and we end up doing the same things. That's what I think is interesting to me, is that I may end up watching a movie and eating nachos either way. That may be what I do tonight after the kids are in bed, but I can do it with this attitude that says, how dare they? This has been the longest day. If anyone gets out of that bed, I'm going to lose it. You know, I can have that kind of feeling about it, or I can even feel guilty about it. Like, man, I really should be writing right now. I really should be cleaning the dishes right now and making myself not even enjoy the time that I'm spending. Or I can have this attitude of kindness to myself and gentleness to myself, you know, to say, take this time to refresh. Like, feel how good it feels to be off your feet. Think about how quiet it is right now. That is just really mindful and intentional about the time I'm spending.
It's interesting, that statement that you said, that as women, you cannot want to be selfish. So you could work to not be selfish. And so you sacrifice your self-care, which leads you to selfishness because you're depleted. And now you're acting out of self-interest and self-preservation because you're at a depleted crisis point.
Exactly. And I think it's hard to realize you're at that point. And we think, well, the solution is to do more, to do better, to set the bar higher. I'm going to be a better mom. I'm so upset at myself for how I yelled at my kids yesterday. So I'm just not going to do that today. Instead of looking at, why am I so quick to snap at them? What's going on in my own heart? The way we even would for our kids. You know, if our kids are really fussy, we say, what's going on, buddy? Like, do you need a nap? Do you need a drink? What is it? But we don't do that for ourselves. We just keep raising the bar on ourselves, or we just really beat ourselves up.
Marilee, one of the things I love about our conversations is just the way that God has done things in your life over time to really value and to ground you in His Word. Take us there this morning as we think about the Word of God and maybe the example of Jesus. What do we learn, or what can moms learn about self-care?
It was so surprising to me to come to see what looks like self-care in the life of Jesus. And I always want to be really careful about putting current terms on biblical themes, because I don't know 100% how that all worked out. But I think we see the life of Jesus. We see the big moments and the big teaching points. But it was the little pieces that were meaningful to me, to see these spots where Jesus rested, where Jesus went alone by himself to pray, where Jesus had a meal with friends. Putting that label on it to say, that looks like self-care to me. If Jesus was doing that, that must be okay for me too. It must be okay for me to rest. It must be okay for me to eat a meal with friends. These must be good things for me to do if I see that in his life. It was really clarifying for me to think, if I maybe had the power of Jesus, I would probably feel like my job from morning to night was just to go around like healing people. And anytime I wasn't healing people, I would have felt guilty. I would have felt terrible. I would have felt like I could have done more. But that wasn't how he lived his life. That's been good for me to think there are always more good things we could do, but they may not be the best things. They may not be the right things that we're supposed to do if we've just consumed ourselves with doing the next thing, the next thing, the next thing.
Marilee, I'm sure there are many moms that have thought about self-care, or as they think about self-care, would have some misconceptions about them. As you interact with moms, as you listen to their hearts, as you hear their responses towards what really, whether they're using the word self-care or not, that's what they're talking about. What are some of the misconceptions you feel that are out there?
I've think the first kind of hurdle that keeps people from getting the self-care they need is the idea that it is expensive or impractical. And it absolutely does not have to be. But I think sometimes if you see a list of, here's 10 great self-care activities, they involve things like get a pedicure or go away for a weekend. These are not realistic for a lot of moms, especially of little kids. And I have found a really sad truth that the more you need self-care, the harder it is to get it. I had no trouble finding someone to watch my one kid. It is a totally different story about getting someone to watch my six kids. And that's magnified when you have kids with special needs or if you have foster kids where you have to have someone fill out a background check just to watch your child. So some of these ideas become kind of impractical based on your particular circumstances. So I have found that there are so many things that we're even already doing that can be self-care, but we haven't labeled them correctly in our lives or prioritized them correctly. I can go to the library for free, which I love, and my husband can stay home with the kids for 2 hours, and that can be self-care. I can go work in my garden by myself, and that can be self-care. I can make a snack after the kids go to bed, and that can be self-care. But it involves how I'm talking to myself, that I'm seeing it as being gentle to myself, taking care of myself, instead of making myself feel guilty about those things. So I think it is that this feels like something we can't do because it's too expensive, or that we shouldn't do because somehow that's taking away from our kids, or they're going to feel bad about us saying we need a break from them. And I think we do have to phrase it correctly, but I don't think it's bad for our kids to see us as humans. And I would much rather my kids see me as a human who says, you know what, mom needs to go spend some time by herself today at the library, than my kids to see me as humans because I yelled some really unkind things at them, and then I have to go apologize. Either way, they're going to see my humanity, but when I'm proactive about it, I think that's going to be a more healthy and less damaging thing for them.
Marilee, moms are listening this morning. They're hearing us talk about self-care. They've done the evaluation. They know they're not doing well. They need to do some things differently. What's a first step or two a mom could take to begin to really address self-care in her life?
I think it's important to figure out, where do you actually have time to do this? Because that's such a big hurdle. We can just feel like, I'm so busy all the time. I never have the time. When would I ever do this? And I think actually literally sitting down, looking at your schedule, imagining, is it a nap time where I could spend some time doing something that would be refreshing to me? Is there an evening? Is it a weekend? You know, what is it? Identifying that time, I think, is the first step. And then figuring out, what am I going to do with that little chunk of time? And it's so helpful if you have a spouse or a friend you can trade babysitting with or whoever it is that can help you prioritize that, that you can do that for each other to say, I need to have this. I need to have this weekly or in little chunks daily, that I've got to figure out how to prioritize this time so things don't get in the way of that.
Marilee, we're into this topic of self-care, and I'm looking at the clock. I'm realizing that we don't have much longer on the morning conversation today, but I don't feel like we're done yet. So here's my ask. Would you be willing to come back on Thursday and continue this conversation?
I would love that. I think we've got lots more to talk about.